California police don't have to state their gender in reports to anti-bias panel, court rules. Police in California no longer will be asked to disclose their gender identity to an anti-discrimination board for traffic stops after a recent ruling in Sacramento County Superior Court. Regulations that began in January under California Attorney General Rob Bonta required police officers to include if they are cisgender, transgender, or non-binary in reports they submit on traffic stops, with the data used to analyze if an officer's gender affected who they stopped. The reports are submitted to the state's Racial and Identity Profiling Advisory Board, which was established in 2015 to reduce alleged racial profiling by police. Since it was formed, officers have been required to submit reports with information on the people they stop, including their gender, but not their own. But after the new regulations went into effect this year, law enforcement associations pushed back. While it was enacted to address concerns of bias and discrimination through racial and identity profiling, the mandatory self-identification regulation paradoxically forces the most vulnerable officers to disclose their gender identity to their public employers, reads a December letter to Mr. Bonta's office by law enforcement groups. In the letter, they asked for such self-identification to be voluntary. Despite threats of legal recourse, Mr. Bonta never responded to the request. Ultimately, the Peace Officers Research Association of California, California Association of Highway Patrolmen, California Police Chiefs Association, and the California State Sheriffs Association filed suit earlier this year against the state, the California Department of Justice, and Mr. Bonta, demanding the new requirement be struck down. The regulation lasted just 3 weeks until it was blocked by Sacramento County Superior Court Judge Christopher Krueger January 23, when he issued a temporary restraining order against it, at the request of the law enforcement agencies. In recent court filings, attorneys for the associations argued that under federal law, employees may be asked to self-identify by their employers but are allowed to decline. Employers can use employment records or related information to determine their gender instead, attorneys wrote. They also said an officer's gender identity has little or no probative value when evaluating an officer's performance for when they stop people, according to a brief by attorneys filed in Superior Court in March. On April 30, Judge Krueger issued a permanent injunction permanently banning the requirement. The ruling doesn't forfeit the state's right to implement new and unrelated regulations related to racial profiling, according to the recent ruling.